This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, the bi-weekly series where we share a bonus story with you in the middle of the week. Before we get started, I just wanted to remind you all about our live stream episode this Saturday, November 1st at 7 p.m. Pacific over at twitch.tv/crypticcounty. I'll be joined by a bunch of our podcast friends, and we'll all be telling stories on video, and it will be live streamed. And don't worry if you happen to miss it or you can't make it. The audio versions will be available in the following week's episode. I hope to see you there, though. These are always a lot of fun. This week, we have a story by Donna, titled, "Can I Spill the Beans Now?" Decades ago, I was in college studying a few different courses, including journalism. I was nervous about taking this program, and I didn't know anyone in the class. Once I started, though, it was nice to be in a room with other people like me. Everyone was creative, the writer types. So, I made friends, including one who would go on to be my child's godparent later down the line. The journalism teacher was a really difficult marker. If he found one spelling or grammar error, he would fail an entire article. And even worse, he would write a jaunty little jab like, "Cheers, you fail." It was tough, but it became all of our goal one day to get the lofty perch of having no errors in his eyes. We dared to dream. Anyway, the way the course worked was that at any point during the day, the journalism teacher would show up to assign a story to us. We grew to dread seeing his curly hair bobbing as he walked through the classroom door, since we knew that our evenings were about to be consumed by an assignment. But this day was different. On this day, we knew we were going to have an assignment because we were taking a field trip to the law courts. When we arrived, he let us pick a courtroom to write a story about whatever was happening there. We all worried that we would pick some crappy, boring procedural or something, as the docket doesn't give much info. So it seemed like it was very much a crapshoot, or so we thought. My best friend and I were looking over the lists when a slightly older guy came over to us. He had an official look about him, and he whispered, "Be in courtroom 415 at 1:30. It's a good story, trust me." Trust some guy hanging out at the law courts building? What could possibly go wrong? We decided to take this lead, and we headed over and grabbed a seat. By way of orientation, I need to explain, this is a small courtroom. It was nothing like the giant ones that you see in shows or movies. There were maybe 2 rows of chairs, then the defense and the crown. For American listeners, the crown is like the DA. Beyond the crown, there's a raised bench and then the judge. The court reporter wasn't there, which was explained as things got rolling, so it was just me and my best friend with the guy who had tipped us off about coming into this courtroom. He turned out to be an actual journalist. The lawyers then took their seats, and then the defendant, who was in shackles but dressed nicely, was walked in next. The guy was creepy, with a capital C. He had dark hair and a dark beard, He stared at me and my friend, barely blinking. We had no idea what he was accused of, but his staring and intensity gave us the willies, and I began wishing that we had just gone to traffic court or something like that. This was a proceeding to determine if certain evidence will be deemed admissible. This was a bit unusual, though, since the Crown wanted the trial to reopen. The main charge was murder. The creepy guy had bludgeoned his wife to death. As if that wasn't bad enough, he kept her and ate parts of her. Yes, we were watching the trial of a murderous cannibal. He pleaded mental illness, and it seemed everyone had accepted that he was crazy, and they were planning to send him to a hospital. Except just after everything was closed, the defendant had turned to the Crown attorney and said, "Can I spill the beans now? I'm actually not crazy." It was all deemed inadmissible since the Crown had already rested its case. The defendant just kept staring at us, even when the judge announced that the guy would be sent to the hospital instead of prison. It was so intense to watch. We couldn't get out of that courtroom faster if we tried. So, to the not-crazy murderous cannibal guy, let's not meet. Don't miss our full-length episodes of Let's Not Meet, released every Monday morning. And if you're new here, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on your platform of choice. We'll see you next time. Everybody, stay safe.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.